Hello, Hope-san.
Hi, Chrissy Rios.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing. Things are good.
I love when you say that.
I know. I love doing it, too. I think I love doing it because you love it so much. We have to start this podcast out by toasting a legend, the official first Betty.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Betty White's birthday was yesterday. Oh. 98 years old.
And going strong.
Like a badass.
I love it. So I love her.
I figure we're just going to cheers to Betty.
Cheers.
Okay, I thought that I had tequila in that glass, and I forgot that I put Jack.
Oh, this mango one is pretty good.
Oh, good.
Very sweet.
Well, I figured.
Yeah, but it's good.
So, happy mango. Birthday, Miss Betty White.
Woo-woo! 98.
Tonight's the McGregor fight. Are you going to watch?
Yeah.
You know I am.
I'm going to figure out a way to set up the ESPN Plus because of that bundle that I have.
Yeah.
Hook it up to my parents' TV.
I'm surprised it's going to be on ESPN Plus just because of the nature of how big of a fight this is. This is like big pay-per-view money. So I'm surprised.
Well, here's the thing. So, I mean, we just really quick talked about it, but I'm really hoping that it is ESPN Plus. Like, it's just on there. Because,
mm-hmm.
A, that means I don't need to leave the comfort of my couch. And I'm not spending an arm and a leg buying a pay-per-view.
Right.
Because those get expensive. And I know usually when we, if we do watch it at a friend's home, we all split the cost.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But tonight, hopefully, I'll be able to hook it up to my parents' TV and watch it.
I mean, I hope you're right about the ESPN thing, mm-hmm. too, because I would love to watch on ESPN. Otherwise, I probably will have to pay for it.
Yeah.
I don't mind because, honestly, you know, I'm a hardcore McGregor girl.
Well, that's my thing. I really do want to watch it. So I'll figure out a way. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Who's he fighting? Cerrone?
Cerrone, the cowboy.
Cowboy Cerrone. I think he's going to be a good fight, man.
I'm excited. I feel like I've been deprived of a McGregor fight for way too long.
Same.
So I'm really looking forward to this. Same.
I'm very, very excited for this fight.
Every time I watch him, I just think of the first time that you and I watched together, that you took me to a bar to watch the fight.
Yeah.
And how much fun it was.
That was the most fun. We really do need, honestly, this one, because of the holidays, just crept so fast that I didn't have time to make any plans with it.
Well, I didn't even realize it until Stefan mentioned it last week, and I was like, oh, shit, are you serious?
I've kind of known about it for the past maybe 2 or 3 weeks, but, I mean, I've known about it probably longer, but just didn't realize it was a date. And then with everything we've had going on, it has not been conducive to planning for for me at all, so it sucks, because I really do like watching it with you, and I love when we go to the bar to watch it, because there is nothing greater than the hope. Another round!
Oh, yeah. The fact that I lost my debit card the very first time that we watched the fight together, pretty much, I feel like that's a statement that explains it all.
There's a good 15, 20 minutes of that night that I don't have memory of whatsoever.
I feel like there's more than 20 minutes.
It might have been longer, but it feels like a 20-minute block, and I'm sticking with it. So, I just remember all of a sudden it was like, and you're home. Holy shit. How do we get here so fast? Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Spent a long time there just drinking.
Yeah, because we came after the con.
Yeah.
So
I think it was like, what, like 6-ish?
Yeah, we were there at like 6. I mean, we ate. We did have dinner first, so it wasn't like we went there and, oh, no, we did start drinking away.
No, we drank,
because we were doing those punch bowl things.
Yeah,
the fish bowl things at first. Shit, yeah, that's right. I forgot about
that. And then I found out about the shot special, and then that
that's when
I'm pretty sure I'm the one that drank all of the shot special.
Seriously. I mean, that woman just should have brought the pitcher, because
be like, I'll just buy it.
It didn't stop, but it was worth it. It was great. I had so much fun.
Such a good memory.
Next time. Next time he fights, we'll definitely make a plan of it.
Hopefully it'll be warmer outside, too.
I don't care if it's warm or cold, just so I know in advance so I can plan better.
Mm-hmm.
Other thing that went down this morning was we finished a partial sound check with the Footlong Pony Podcast.
That was so much fun.
The Footlong Pony Podcast.
So many shenanigans going down.
Yeah, Megan's fantastic. Nathan was sort of there, so
he was in the background.
Yeah, he was there. I don't know. He was kind of there. He was kind of not. He was doing the Nate thing. We're working on getting all of our sound figured out so that in 2 weeks, we'll be bringing a collaboration to you guys with some Royal Rumble goodness to it.
My first Royal Rumble.
Your first pay-per-view. I still can't get over that. As long as I've known you, I can't believe we've not done a pay-per-view, but
it's happening.
It
now.
Happens. It's going down. You're doing the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I am.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to stock up.
Hell yeah, brother.
I'm going to stock up on some snacks.
Oh, yeah, no, we've already started planning the party menu for the Royal Rumble.
Nice.
I cannot wait. I get so excited for this one. This one always is my exciting.
This is it for you? Like,
no,
this?
No, WrestleMania is it.
Oh, okay.
But this one is like, it's the road. This officially is the road to WrestleMania. Oh, so my. I get very like.
It's like a pump up.
Yeah, yeah. It is. It is. It's the kickstart.
All right.
To 100 finger points to a WrestleMania sky for the next month and a half of matches. No joke.
Oh my God.
It will start at the Rumble. Somebody will point it out somewhere, somehow, and then it just never stops.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to
like,
pay attention.
I'll be there. I'm coming for you at WrestleMania, brother. So I noticed something today that you brought to my attention,
mm-hmm.
and then I had to divulge a little info to you. Today's Winnie the Pooh Day.
It is.
And I don't know if the Footlong Pony Podcast knows about that, because aww. That's their unofficial mascot.
I love it.
They are huge Winnie the Pooh fans.
Yeah, I didn't realize what that today was designated as.
I didn't even know there was a Winnie the Pooh Day until you told me.
Same.
But how adorable is that?
I'm sure they know. If they're really big fans, I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're probably going to be like, duh, dumbass. Of course we know, you idiot. It makes me wonder. I started thinking about something. So I now have to move a ton of my pops.
Okay.
Because the bar has 100% taken over.
It sure has.
We have so many bottles of booze right now. So many for the podcast.
I feel like you need to pull the shelves out so you can stand behind it and make drinks. That's how much we have.
We literally have a full bar.
Yeah.
I mean, we could open up and sell numerous amounts of drinks. Yeah. So I have to move the pops. I know you suggested putting the pops over on Harley's whole shelf.
Like make it a whole shelf of pops. Yeah,
yeah. But no, that's Harley's
I
shelf.
I know, you don't want to.
I mean, all of the, I have five shelves full of all of Harley Quinn stuff. I don't even have room for those other ones.
It was just a suggestion.
I'm very, very protective of my Harley space. What I'm going to do is I'm going to move the pops to the middle, and then I'm going to turn that other side of this cabinet that I have.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wall unit to make sense to people who are listening. And I'm going to set all these bottles and glasses over to the right.
Okay.
Keep Harley and all of her pops to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the middle, all of the bottles, some more glasses, because we have a lot of glassware now too.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to put the remaining pops on the bottom shelves.
Yeah, that could work.
You know, hold on. While we're talking about pops, something just came to my head.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an organization, and he's a friend of ours.
Yeah.
And his name is Randy, and he runs a company called Pops for Patients.
A charity.
And they do really great work. They donate Funko Pops. If you don't know what Funko Pops are and you're unfamiliar, just Google it. They're everywhere. You've probably seen them a million times and not even realize if you don't know what they are.
Yeah. And they run the gamut of what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Anything in pop culture is probably already been made into a Funko Pop.
That is the best way to describe it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like Winnie the Pooh. Probably has
definitely.
A pop, right?
Oh, yeah.
I am sure if he does, Megan and Nate own it. But with that being said, there is, you know, this movement that they do, or charity drive, cause, whatever you want to label it as.
Mm-hmm.
But they collect pops and they take them to sick kids in children's hospitals.
Yeah.
I love everything about what they do at Pops for Patients, because you're a sick kid and you're in a hospital. Even the smallest thing will make you happy.
Yeah, I was going to say there's no fun in that period. So to give a sick child a cute toy.
And these things run on average $8 to $10.
Oh, yeah, so it's totally affordable.
Yeah, that was exactly it. It's such an affordable thing to donate and give away. And a lot of times if you go to GameStop or Target or whatever, they'll often have ones that are going out. You know, it's not selling for whatever reason. They will often have those marked down.
Mm-hmm.
And you can stock up on a few and take them. One of the things they're doing at Pops for Patients now, though, is they are getting drop-off spots.
Which I think is really convenient.
Mm-hmm. So I know there's one in Chicago. I do believe they have some in majority of the states, but again, don't quote me. I'm not. I know there's one here. And you can find them online. You can find them on
social
media. You can go and take a look. And if there's something in your area, you can even mail them. They take donations 100 different ways.
They make it super easy for anyone to donate.
Yeah. And it's honestly, it's for the kids, man. Like, I love it. The one thing they do require, though, that they are boxed, new and boxed, the way it should be. If you're giving something to somebody, it shouldn't be unboxed and used. The one thing about mine that I'm kind of, I guess, a little bit sad about is that I don't keep my boxes.
I don't either.
And it makes it sort of a bummer because I can't really donate these if the time came to it because they are, I mean, I'm sure I could in some way to another group, but Pops for Patients does require them that way. So anyway, check it out. It's a great cause. We back it. Quinn has done work with them. We are going to do more work with them again in the future and do a collection for them. And we support everything they're doing. It's great work. Take a peek.
Yes.
Another thing that I know that you saw, which also kind of ties into funky fun, Funko fun. You were telling me about a green dog.
Yeah, it's a little puppy that was just born, and they're calling him the Hulk.
Oh, I'm going to look this. Go ahead. I'm going to Google it while you tell me about it.
Because he is green colored out of his litter that was born.
Wait, so he was born green?
Yeah, like he came out green.
Whoa.
Yeah. And a lot of people were asking, why is that? Because it's very strange.
Well, sure, sure.
And right. I mean, if you Google it, you'll see he's like a neon-y, yellowy-green color. And a vet chimed in to answer everybody's questions about why is he green. Unfortunately, it's called meconium, is I guess the term that they use in the medical field, which is simply put, he stained from his first poop. Yeah.
Wait, the first poop he ever took?
Or I don't know if it's his poop or like maybe some of the animals that were in that litter that were all being born together. But yeah, he's lime green.
Yeah, he's cute.
He's clean. He's totally clean. It's just that.
Yeah, it's not like he's covered in feces.
No. It's just the stain from it.
Oh, yeah, you guys have to go look this up. He's adorable.
Yeah. Tiny.
Oh, he's so cute.
There's a photo of someone holding him with just like one hand. And I'm like, oh, fresh little puppy.
I know. That's my weakness. Puppies. Oh, my God.
So cute.
I mean, I love dogs, period. That's not a secret on this podcast whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But puppies.
Oh. Yeah. It made me remember the time when we brought Bobo home, but he wasn't that small. He was still a little bit bigger than that. But I look back at those photos and I'm like, oh my God, they grow so fast.
They really do. I mean, I got Harpy. She was a rescue dog. So she was 3 years old when I got her. And now
she was just leaving the puppy stage.
I don't know, man. I got to be honest with you. I feel like the only thing that's not puppy about her is her size. Everything else, kind of puppy-ish, just a little.
She's so cute.
Staring me down right now.
I know she is.
So another dog, quick dog tie-in, Sunny from Book of Lies podcast.
Yeah.
Did you know that she has a dog biscuit business?
I did not.
Yeah. So it's called Beauty's Biscuits. I blew this. I know I've been practicing because I didn't want to screw it up. Mm-hmm. Beauty's Biscuits. Beauty with a Y.
Okay.
So if you look it up, it's not, you know.
Multiple.
IES. Yeah. Right. It's Beauty's with a Y. And she makes healthy, fresh dog biscuits. And some of the flavors that she has is pumpkin soothers, peanut butter pumpkin, pumpkin turmeric, which I'm really interested in for Harper because turmeric is a really good healing agent.
Yeah.
And then specialty and seasonal biscuits. So I'm kind of like pumped. I want to get these for Harpy.
I would definitely get them for Bobo.
And I love the fact that, like, she's a hustler. Sunny is out there hustling, man. Like, she's got her podcast. She's running her own business.
Good for her.
She's calling out frauds and fakes on her podcast like a boss. I love her. She's so great.
This peanut butter pumpkin flavor sounds pretty good.
You're sizing it up because you're like, can I eat this?
Well, we already talked about that.
That's what I mean. You're like,
No, but honestly, they sound appealing. I mean, no, I'm interested. I'm going to have to take a peek.
I called out the pumpkin turmeric because, frankly, it was the first thing I thought. It sounds kind of tasty.
Yeah.
I'll have to ask her. I mean, I hate to say that I'm going to ask her, but I will. What's the grade level? Like, can a human eat it?
Oh, yeah.
Just asking. I'm asking for a friend. Legitimately.
I mean, they're homemade, so they've got to be pretty freaking good.
Yeah. And she sells them in boxes, and then I think she has a subscription plan as well, where kind of like Amazon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you can have them then delivered.
Like automatically.
Correct, correct. And I think she might have a discount with it, but don't quote me on that because I got hooked up in the flavors.
Yeah.
That was what drew me in. And her dog's picture is on the site. Her dog is Beauty. That's Beauty's Biscuits.
The inspiration.
Oh, my God. Such a cute dog. I'm such a sucker for dogs. I can't stand it.
I'm going to have to see if she's going to have any Valentine's Day
biscuits. I bet she will.
Because that would be cute.
Oh, yeah. To give them a Valentine? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I would so do that.
Absolutely.
I love it. Oh, yeah. We'll have to ask her. Mm-hmm. I mean, she'll hear the pod, too.
Yeah.
Because she listens to us every week. But, Sunny, are you making a Valentine's Day? We'll just do it here. Tell us. Let us know. We want to know if you're making a Valentine's Day cookie. We want to know if they're human edible because, you know, I'm asking for a friend.
People are going to be like, yeah, Hope's the weird one that likes dog biscuits.
They were calling you the weird one long before the dog biscuits.
I wouldn't doubt that. I'm not going to doubt that at all.
That's okay. It's part of your charm.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll say that. Sure.
All right, Sunny, let us know.
Yes.
We need to know. Another thing that happened this week, Hope, it's monumental.
What?
I finally got all of the drink of the weeks up on our BoozyBetties.com.
Raise the roof. I'm doing the hand motion right now.
I'm so excited. I'm so proud of myself.
I'm proud of you.
Because I thought this was going to be a 2 to 3 week ordeal for me.
But you hammered it out in what, like a day-ish?
Yeah, it took me about 4.5 hours, 5 hours.
Okay, a good chunk of your day.
Well, it was the night, because I did it afterwards. It's kind of like, I looked over at the clock, I think it was 1:30, 1:45 in the morning.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh my God, you have one more, just finish it, do it. And I did, and I was so proud. I was so happy. So it was,
I'm happy too.
It was definitely a walkthrough, like memory lane, because I looked at, I mean, our photos, some of them, you know, we were learning. We're still a work in progress.
Yeah.
Things are going to change on this podcast. Things are going to stick. Some things won't. It is what it is, right?
Yep.
But I look at some of the photos and I was like, wow, we really thought this was a good idea. There were some gaps, so I was really bad, I will admit it, at keeping track of the drink of the weeks by number.
It happens.
Some of them we didn't post up on social at all, so I didn't have a photo. Mm-hmm. So I just decided if I didn't have a photo, I wasn't posting it.
Yeah.
However, going forward, we will always have them, so including we'll not just do the drink of the week. Oh, no, we did do our vinyls and cocktail pairing of the drink of the week. We just had two of them.
Yes.
So we will... Going forward, they'll always be on there. Every drink of the week will be on there.
So now everyone can access our library of boozy drinks.
Yes. And now we'll start doing little bits of blog work. So we'll post some stuff, some random thoughts of the day or whatever. We'll just kind of start building on the website.
We'll blurb it.
Much like our pods, much like our days. It's just a work in progress.
And that's, I think that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, I like to make it up as I go along. It's how I roll.
I feel like life is just one big, let's just wing this.
Fair enough. I'm a fan of that aspect. You know, I don't like to stone.
Yeah.
All right. With that being said, we have a new drink of the week to talk about.
Yes, your concoction.
This one is a doozy. So I'm not going to go into a huge rant like I did earlier today. I'm just going to say the Abuelita once was a bitter chocolate that you would make Mexican hot chocolate with, and now they are discs of sugar bomb. Mm-hmm. They're just straight up sugar. It's so much sugar in them. I don't know why they've done it. Nestle bought it, and I think that's where it all went to hell.
Possibility.
I'm going to leave it at that. I was really upset by the sugar content. However, with that being said, we made a boozy Mexican hot chocolate.
Mm.
And so this one, I'm just going to go with the recipe that
you're supposed to.
That I'm supposed to go with. I modified it myself, but I will go with what we have here. So you use a disc of the Abuelita.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably butchering how I say it.
Abuelita.
I think I'm saying it very gringo sounding. One square of unsweetened chocolate, 2 cups of milk, 2 teaspoons of cornstarch, some cayenne, some chili powder. Just add it in there. Give it a good spice. And then you also add 2 ounces of tequila to this. It is boozy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's good.
But it is so freaking good.
Yeah, it is good.
Honestly, I think we both kind of doubted hot chocolate with tequila.
Yeah, we absolutely did.
But this hands down has been the most pleasant surprise.
Yes,
I agree. We've had in a while.
I agree. Okay, so here's the way I made it.
Okay.
So I used probably a little bit better than a half a gallon of milk.
It's a lot of freaking milk.
Because of how sugary the discs were. Mm-hmm. So admittedly, I also used a disc or two.
Okay.
I put in a good chunk of disc. Okay. But I chopped it up, so it was chopped up and ready to go, and so it would mix right away.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know it had sugar in the discs, so I put in one recipe, a different recipe that I'd read said use sweetened condensed milk.
Okay.
And it turned it into a sugar bomb.
Honestly, I know you were kind of worried about the sugar, but I think it's good.
Okay.
I really do.
I mean, I threw in a ton of cayenne. I threw in a ton of chili powder, some cinnamon, some nutmeg. So I tried to balance it down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tequila just kind of brought it to another level.
It kind of mellowed it out, if you ask me.
Agreed. And we used the Fino Añejo, mm-hmm. which Fino's tequila is super smooth. So it went in there and there was no harshness.
Seamless.
Yeah. It made it the perfect Mexican hot chocolate.
Yeah, I will definitely drink this again.
I'm drinking it later.
I'm probably going to make this for my family.
Yeah, this is really good. And it's one of those two that you can actually throw into a slow cooker.
Oh, okay. So it'll be just chilling.
That's what I did. I just crock potted it. Because yeah. I had to go run errands this morning and I thought, I can't stand over this.
Mm-hmm.
So I mixed it all in and I just let it sit. And then when I came home, I just whisked it again and I was ready to go. And then we did our photo shoot with it, et cetera. But
yeah,
it turned out really good. I like it a lot. So
hold on. You're also missing one of the most important garnishes.
Oh, the mini marshmallows.
The marshmallows. Hello.
I had to run and buy those last night because I was afraid of if I didn't get out this morning with the weather.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I didn't have any on hand. I haven't bought mini marshmallows in forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were so cute.
I loved it. And they like got all mushy gushy on top.
They did. They got really gooey.
Oh,
they were
the marshmallows, besides the tequila and the spiciness, are like, that's my top.
It was a nice combo.
Perfect.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Making it again.
All right. Speaking of drunk and gorgeous, I found this thing and I haven't read anything about it. I know it'll work with us.
Okay.
So that's why I'm presenting it. So this is, what does your manicure say about what kind of drunk you are?
Nice. I'm totally for this.
Okay. So I went through the selections and I haven't read the description, but mm-hmm. I do have the selections.
Okay.
I am just going to tell you out of all of these, which one is yours? Because I know
that, you know,
well, because you're definitely not the fully naked budding hangnail.
Oh, hell no.
And you're not the DIY paint job.
At one point I was, but not anymore.
Not since I've known you.
No.
So
this is my nails are my splurge.
Mm-hmm. See? So here is what you are. You are the bedazzled claws. Yeah. And those do. Your new nails are like curved like claws.
Well, yeah.
They're like talons.
Yeah. These, because they're my natural underneath now. I don't have tips anymore. So it's just, it's literally my natural nail with the acrylic overlay.
Ugh.
And I didn't cut them down.
Ugh.
Anyways.
Okay, so the... Oh, yeah.
Wait, oh, God.
The description. The drunk you are?
Yeah.
Extra. I'm going to read the description.
Don't let Cash know.
Yeah, I'm totally going to let him know. Did you just start an Instagram live to answer fans?
Oh, my God.
Tipsy U thinks she's an influencer because she... because she spent $100 on nail art. To be fair, your alter ego has a paint. Wait, what? To be fair, your alter ego has a paint. They look good. Oh, point. Point. Oh, my God.
Do you need your glasses?
Yeah, I should have put them on. Damn it. I thought I'd get through this pile without glasses. Clearly, that was a bad call. All right. So, I went through the selections also for mine. So, they had, you know, they had a few, but the one that stuck out was the chipped glitter. Mm. The reason I say that is because I still have Christmas chipped glitter, like, on my nails from our holiday party at the beginning of December.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is me. Okay, so my type of drunk? Hot mess.
Oh, my God.
As soon as you feel a slight buzz, you make your way to the most elevated surface in the room. There you spend the night dancing. This is not me at all. There you spend the night dancing solo and screaming, requesting that one Kygo song. See, I don't even know who the fuck it is.
Kygo. I'm guessing it would probably be Firestone. He has a song that's called that. It was really popular.
I wonder if this one could be me too, though. Grown out gel nails, because you know I leave them on until
that might be more accurate, actually. Yeah,
so grown out gel, just terrible. Jekyll and Hyde is my drunk style. You're casually sipping a specialty cocktail at dinner or crying at 2 a.m.
Yes, this is it.
That is me.
This is it.
After your millionth shot, although your friends never know which you is coming out to play, your odds are 50-50 and there is no in between.
That's the one. Well. In the best way possible.
You're like, in the best way possible, you crying mess of a drunk. It's totally true, though.
We've cried together. Got into a drunk fight before.
Yeah,
so.
We did.
So, yeah.
We had, it's the only time we've ever really had a real.
Yeah.
And then it turned into crying at the end. Yeah. So it was just like, yeah. It was your absolute drunk
messy
fight. Ugh,
it was when McGregor fought freaking Mayweather.
It was a different
Mayweather.
McGregor fight. Yeah, it was a different. We have gone out for several McGregor fights.
Yeah,
is that why you don't want to go to a McGregor fight? You're like, I just don't have it in me today, dude.
Good times.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
It's always an adventure.
Okay.
Well.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Speaking of manicures, you mentioned, your claws, right? Well, I went and got them done this week. And I said, you know what? I haven't done my toes since summertime. Like, it's the one thing that kind of just...
It's easy in the winter to let that slip.
Because you're in socks and no one really looks at your feet. And, I mean, don't get me wrong.
It's true.
They're not, like, nasty or anything. They just... They're not painted.
No, I get that.
Needless to say, so I go and I have my nail lady, but when it comes to my feet, I really don't have a preference who takes care of them as long as they're done correctly. So I'm sitting in the chair, you know, at this point I'm really relaxed. I had the massager on for a long time. It beat the shit out of my back.
Oh, I love that thing, man.
So the lady scrubs my leg with the scrub that smells amazing, like citrusy.
Oh, I love that.
Scrub the shit out of my legs. I was like, oh, this is very exfoliating. It feels great. Then comes the hot towel. And it's really hot. So she's like waving it in the air to cool it down before she places it on my legs. She places it on my legs. And I didn't know what was coming next. Chrissy. Usually they just put it on your legs and they continue working on your feet. Mm-hmm. No. This woman gave me... like her version of shiatsu for your leg. She slapped the shit out of my legs.
What?
Yes.
No.
I swear to God, I was sitting in the chair and I was internally just like dying laughing because I said, only this shit would happen to me.
Has this person done your pedicure before?
No, because the last time I got them done, which was summertime, was this random lady who, to be quite honest, I think she did a shit job on my feet. She no longer works there, thankfully.
That's probably why.
Yeah, exactly. People probably complain that they paid and their toes didn't last that long. But no, so this lady, you know, she is slapping my leg and she gets done with my right leg. And then I was like, okay, I got to record this. So I recorded her slapping my left leg so I could prove that she was slapping my legs.
Oh, my God.
To people that I was going to tell the story to.
Yeah. Obviously, the pod comes out on Wednesday, so feel free to post that on our story.
I do have the video saved because I said this is priceless.
Oh, my God. And I never had anybody slap my legs.
And, I mean, it wasn't like it was abusive, but it was kind of like I didn't expect it at all. I've had them pound like the bottoms of my heel,
I've had that too. But
she went above and beyond and gave me.
We have a massage coming up. I wonder if they're going to do that.
Oh, yeah.
We have to plan that. We have to book that.
Oh, yeah, we do. We do. Before it expires.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's fucking great.
Yeah. So that was my experience. Would I mind getting it done again? Not really. She could slap my legs some more.
I mean, did it feel good after she was done?
Yeah, it was fine.
Oh, see, there you go.
But yeah, it was priceless. So video to come on that.
I look forward to that. It's funny that you talk about a pedicure and we've talked about polish because I also found something that I thought was kind of interesting and fun.
Okay.
So we're about to test both of our knowledge.
Okay.
In this edition of Polish or Porn.
Ooh.
So I'm going to read off the names of either porns or polishes.
And but you don't know either.
No, I have no idea. I'm going to have to look up the answers. So we're going to have to write these down because there's several. It's not like two.
Mm-hmm.
There's, I think, 20.
Okay.
And so just take the opportunity to write them down and make your decision. Now, here's how this is going to work.
Okay.
Whoever has the most correct wins and the loser has to take a shot.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Let's do
it. So if you're ready, let's do this.
Let's go.
Number one, Limbo Bimbo.
Okay.
Okay. Number two is Bachelorette Bash.
Okay.
And these really all sound like porn names, to be honest.
The first one for sure.
Three, Precious Pink. Okay. Number four, Sexagon.
Ooh, it's like Thunderdome for sex.
Yeah, I understood where you were going all there. Right. White Chocolate.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Six, Private Weekend. Okay. Number seven, Sugar Daddy. Number eight, Lady. Oh, I wrote Sugar Daddy. God damn it. Hold on. All right. Number eight, Lady Black Rose.
I swear to God, if that one's not a porno.
I did take porn for that, too. Number nine, The Thrill of Brazil.
I know what that is.
Ten, Meatballs. Like meatballs.
Oh, okay.
But meat, like meat.
No.
And greet balls.
Wait. Oh.
M-E-E-T.
Interesting.
11, tuck in my tux.
Oh, my God.
12, first timer.
If some of these are polishes, I'm really curious.
So am I. 13, pulp friction. Sadly, I know exactly what that is.
Oh, my God.
I gave that one away, I guess, but I do know what it is.
I don't even think you needed to give it away.
No. 14, size matters. All 15, right. A quiver runs through it.
If you guys could just see my face right now.
16, a tart with heart.
I feel like I'm writing porn way too often right now.
So am I. 17, polish party.
Okay.
And 18, and this is the final, mad woman.
Okay.
Okay. Final. I'm done. I'm going to stick with it. Hold on. Now I have to go to the answers because I didn't want to look at it. And I knew if I had it in our notes, I would keep peeking. Yeah. So I threw in a different note section. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, mm-hmm. Limbo Bimbo. It's a nail polish.
Wow.
Number two, Bachelorette Bash polish.
Okay.
Number three, Precious Pink porn. Number four, Sexagon polish.
Wow.
Number five.
I'm disappointed.
Oh, my God. I haven't got one right yet. Number five, white chocolate.
I know. Oh, really?
Yeah, I put that as porn.
Wow.
Too, so thank God. Number six, private weekend polish.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven, sugar daddy polish. Number eight, lady black rose porn.
Okay.
Number nine, The Thrill of Brazil, Polish.
I knew that one.
Yeah, I had that one too as Polish. I knew which one that was. Just terrible. Number 10, meatballs.
I need to know.
It's a fucking Polish.
Wow.
Yep. 11, tuck in my tux. Tuck it in my tux.
Uh-huh.
It's a Polish.
The fuck?
Yep, I have it wrong too. First timer, it's a Polish.
Okay.
Pulp Fiction, porn.
Yeah, that, I knew that, that one. That already. One had to be.
Size matters. Polish.
Wow.
15, a quiver runs through it. Porn.
Okay.
I'm very disappointed. I thought that was a Polish.
No way.
Yeah, I totally did. A tart with a heart. Polish. Polish party. Porn.
Wow. That one was
Yeah, threw me off too.
Yeah.
And then Mad Woman. Polish.
Okay.
So now do your count.
Of how many I got right or wrong?
How many you got right.
Okay.
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 I have 7.
I had 9 right.
All right, so I have to do the shot. It's fine. It's whatever.
Cheers. Watch out. Her competitive side is coming out.
Oh, don't you worry.
Oh, my God. Well, that was interesting.
That was a fun game. I actually enjoyed that.
Yeah, I would do this again.
Yeah, I think we will do. We'll do similar because I really liked that. That was a lot of fun. So mm-hmm. We'll have to find different. Ooh, that was hot. Okay. So I wanted to finish up with, because we're getting close to the end here of the show, but I wanted to finish up with a couple things. One, I wanted to just say the circle is over.
Oh,
I'm kind of bummed. Dang. I'm actually really bummed.
What are you going to do now?
I know. That's a good question, Hope. I really don't know. But the circle is over, and I'm kind of, I'm really happy about the way it worked. I was kind of, the real like in-person show, you know how they do where they have the guests come and they're at a live studio thing.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that shit. You could do away with that, in my opinion, on every show. Like mm-hmm. when they do that, even on 90 Day, I just think it's dumb. Stop doing it. But the winner was chosen mm-hmm. and I'm all right with it. I can live with it. I don't want to ruin it because there may be some people who still haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. However, when this podcast comes out, it's a week past its finale date. But I am satisfied with who it is.
Okay.
But there was something else that kind of came up. And so I wanted to do something, and this is completely very different from our podcast style.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something that's been happening with me for a little while. Mm-hmm. And I spoke with you, and I, you know, we kind of talked a little bit about what I was going to do. But you have no idea what I'm about to read. I kept this note private.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go ahead and deal with this. And I am internally freaking out.
I'm right here.
I know. I'm going to try to make it through without crying, so I'm just going to go. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, now that the circle is over, and you've heard my take on the show, there is a part I saved. It has a small bit to do with the circle, and more to do with the way the world works, both on social and in real-world scenarios. There was a player on the circle, and her name was Sean. She was gorgeous, personable, and genuine. With that said, she was also in a game based on social media. So with that came the perception of how others see you online. So she played it to win. She came into the game using her friend's glammed up, gorgeous, flawless body pics. She was perfection. The catch? Sean didn't really want to hide behind her mask. She wanted to be herself and be accepted for herself. So she woke up and decided to share a real pic of her with a few selected players. The beautiful, curvy, plus-size woman with confidence and charm that each picture captured quite well. She hit send. She then sat in fear. She was so worried what the other players thought because she had been made to feel less worthy both online and in real life. And we all know that people online can be mean as fuck, as well as in person, to anyone who isn't what is suggested to be the norm or weight or shape or whatever. The reality was, the selected players and their genuine response to her was simply that she was beautiful. They loved how cute she dressed, that in her real pics her confidence shined through. They supported her and admired that she came clean, even though there was a possibility that she could have, in one move, just lost the game. It was good to witness. So, the next morning, Sean decided to come clean with the remaining players, and she removed the pics of her beautiful friend that she entered the game with. She posted pics of her real self, the real Sean. The response was, two of the players were a little shitty about it, but only one you could tell was more about her weight than anything else. Now, there was another player. His name was Joey. The super good-looking, Italian, skincare regimen-loving gym rat that you would assume would be the one to comment on her weight, and the one I thought would be the one to rip her to shreds. He was the opposite. In that moment, I gasped a sigh of relief because the player I assumed would be the one to judge her so harsh was the one who didn't do it at all. I had gotten so invested in Sean's story on the show because I can relate to Sean. The truth is, I am Sean. Sorta. Let me start off by saying this. I have an amazing circle of people in my life. I have so many friends that stay connected to me because they think I'm kind of a dope human. I have a best friend sitting across from me who supported my decision to take this moment on the pod and who supports every damn thing I do, no matter how bananas it is. And trust me, most of my shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Thanks, Gwen. I have met some podcasters in the past couple months, namely Fran and Kathy from The Real Queens of Queens and the spectacular ladies from Babe as Fuck, Becoming Babe as Fuck podcast, that know what I'm about to go into in this segment. I have met many people in the boozy world at this point. Jimmy, Carl, Brittany from Skeptic, Megan from Standard Proof, of which I can easily say all of them fall into the friend category now. In my life in Quinn, I have met many in the entertainment world. Hell, my real life includes that I am friends with many a main roster WWE wrestler. Have you seen the bodies on those guys? Trust me, they're in amazing shape, and they without question dig me for me. On social, I take hundreds of photos, sometimes just to get one I can post. I have learned how to perfectly contort my body in angles for photos. I have taken many with friends that have never ever seen the light of day past my phone. My biggest photo anxiety is when I'm not in control of the camera, the angle, the light, or the ability that that pic will get posted without my approval. I have fear that someone will see me and then they'll disappear from my life. I fear that anyone I would ever have a crush on would friend zone me to the point of my feeling worthless. A couple of months ago, we were at Rabid Brewing doing our brew day. Ray took a photo of me. She posted on Instagram. I begged her to take it down because of fear that someone would see me and they would see my body. She did. She then took the time to tell me how beautiful I was, but I couldn't believe that. I couldn't even fathom that anybody could see that. I have canceled plans to meet new people. I have had full-on anxiety attacks when I'm about to meet anyone new for the first time. I have been judged by people, and once on a date I was told to my face that he really liked me a lot, but his friends and family would never understand us. The social pressure to be perfect extends far beyond social media. Here's the deal. The pics you see of me online, they are me, but they are almost always cropped and close to the face due to my fear of anyone will think of my body. But I am me. I am flawed as fuck. I am funny. I am smart. I am ridiculous. I am compassionate. I am dope. I am beautiful. I am curvy, and I am a plus-sized girl. Yet with all that weight, all of it on my bones, I am still an athlete, a CrossFitter, a weightlifter, and I am unapologetically fierce. The thing is, the fear with what anyone thinks of my body cannot own me anymore. The fear of what anyone else will think of me weighs more than I do, and it is soul-crushing. I will not be sad at this point if anyone leaves my life for being myself. Whether you're a fan, a social crush, a longtime online friend, or anyone who will judge me for being me, whether it be online or in the real world, frankly, if I am not your cup of tea, please, by all means, fuck all the way the fuck off. So with that said, I say we end this show with a shot. Cheers, my dear.
Cheers. Everybody else, fuck the fuck off.
Yeah, and if you want to do a shot with us, go ahead. But if you're driving, please don't drink and drive.
Yeah, don't.
Wait till you get home and then do a shot and toast it to this. And with that said, give us a follow. Rate the show. Tell your friends. And take a minute today to look at yourself in a full-length mirror and love everything about you. Remember, we are all flawed. Weight is a number on a scale, and it does not define anyone's ability to be loved or love. With that, we are out of here. We love you, Betty Squad.